I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Questions linger over approaching elections in Syria. Meanwhile, rumblings of spiritual revival are stirring across the U.S. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. First, Syria's first parliamentary elections are set for this weekend, but external and internal pressures are still at play.
Anytime there's an election in our part of the world, it's always a little spicy.
That's Samuel from Redemptive Stories. Syrian critics call the election a charade. Two-thirds of the 210-member parliament will be elected, but a third will be appointed directly by President Ahmed al-Shara. Samuel explains, the most important challenge is how the government will engage the Syrian Democratic Forces, or the SDF. These U.S.-backed Kurdish militants have controlled northeast Syria for years, and they don't want a centralized government.
Even though there's been an agreement that's been put in place to force them towards this, they still are trying to drag their feet as long as they can because they want to preserve autonomy and their identity.
Externally, neighboring Turkey considers the SDF a terrorist group. It has threatened military action if the SDF doesn't integrate into Syria's new government. So please pray that the upcoming elections, however imperfect, might stabilize Syria and even the church for the future. Samuel explains that many young people and families left during the nation's civil war, leaving a gap behind.
I think one of the greatest needs we have across the region of the Arab world are new young leaders to grow up and to step into those roles to lead the church in the future.
Next, when the door to freedom in Iran opens, are Christians ready? There are recent signs that the regime could fall in the near future, and ministries are preparing to enter. Panayotis Keenan from Sat7 Pars says,
there are other also denominations, if you like, who are also ready to step in when the regime falls, teaching not correct theology.
This highlights the need for solid biblical teaching for new believers. It also underscores the importance of introducing the gospel clearly to those who are curious.
So we need to prepare ourselves as Christian ministries. We need to prepare our viewers, our audience, to know right from wrong, to know correct theology, to identify it and not accept it.
Sat7 Pars is creating programs for satellite and online platforms focusing on three groups.
In the next 3 years, we will be focusing on new believers, not yet believers, kids, and youth.
Viewers can call with questions, opening the door for discipleship through secure Zoom meetings. After careful vetting, some join Christian communities.
We teach very basic theology, but we also have seminaries on air for the church leaders.
So pray for the church to withstand persecution and prepare for the day when the door opens. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in the week since the assassination of political speaker and Christian Charlie Kirk, churches across the United States have reported a significant surge in attendance, especially in young people. The Holy Spirit is doing something in Generation Z, even as Pew Research found that young people today are more religious than previous generations. Is this the spark of a revival in the nation? Stan Key, minister-at-large with One Way Ministry, says, we can look for a few things.
Revival is when the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying Spirit, is manifestly present. And what does the Holy Spirit typically do? Well, he convicts of sin. He brings people to repentance. There's a hunger and thirst for God, not for the secondary elements, but for God. The Word of God is present. The Spirit of prayer, Spirit of brokenness.
For Christians seeking to reach a lost and confused world, Key says we need to be clear about the message of Christ.
I think the first priority of the church today is, do we have the gospel right? It's not about helping us go to heaven. It's so we can have the image of God restored in our lives.
Join us in praying for a lasting spiritual revival.
If we can get the gospel right, not only will revival come, but reformation will come.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.